Now have a little listen to this. That hymn is also known as the Lord's Song, relating to the pilgrimage site in southwest France. And in a couple of weeks' time, the relics of St. Bernadette of Lourdes are starting a tour of the UK and coming to Plymouth Catholic Cathedral. St. Bernadette was born in 1844 and in her teens reported that she saw the Virgin Mary many times in a cave. For many Christians, especially in the Catholic tradition, the relics of the saint are an important part of their belief and worship. Lourdes has now become an important and popular place of pilgrimage, especially by people looking for healing. The last time there was a relic tour of the UK, it was St. Thérèse of Lisieux, and hundreds of thousands turned out for it around the country, and Plymouth again was a venue. Well, the man tasked with helping organise the visit here is Canon Mark O'Keefe, Dean of the Roman Catholic Cathedral in Plymouth, and he joins us this morning. Morning, Canon Mark.
Good morning, Angela. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. I hope you are too. Just outline for us a bit more of the Bernadette story and why it is so important.
Oh, thank you. Well, Bernadette's a remarkable person in herself. She was a young 14-year-old girl. She was the eldest son of a very, very poor family who lived in a very dilapidated building. And she was tasked one day to go out and collect some firewood. And when she was collecting the firewood on a nearby hill, she encountered what she called a lady. And this lady was very, very beautiful. And that sort of was her first encounter.
Goodness me. So what exactly do the relics comprise?
So the relics are fragments, if you like, of her mortal remains. And the reason that we are having those relics is that we can't obviously have her whole body coming to us. So they take parts of that, and that comes to us as a part of the pilgrimage.
How do you feel about being part of the pilgrimage?
Oh, it's a great honour. One of the beautiful things is that she's going to visit all the Catholic cathedrals in the country. And she's going to Wales, and also I think she's going up to Scotland as well. She's also going to visit hospice and Wormwood Scrubs, I believe, which is really wonderful.
Goodness. So what's the running order for the visit to Plymouth? What events have you got planned around that?
So what we're going to do is we're going to welcome her on the Friday afternoon, approximately 1 o'clock, I believe she's arriving. She's coming down from another cathedral. And we're going to have a group of our school children come in to welcome her, which we thought would be a lovely procession for her to arrive to. And then there's going to be some time of quiet sort of prayer time so that people can just pop in and visit. And we're expecting, you know, lots of people from around the diocese and other places to be able to just pop in. And in the evening, we're going to have what we call a liturgy, which is a sort of an evening prayer, which will reflect some of the things that we do in Lourdes. So we'll have like a torchlight procession. There'll be a little ceremony where we can use holy water, which we've brought down from Lourdes as well. And also in the evening, then we'll have a night prayer before the cathedral is closed. And then in the morning, again, we'll open very early at 6 o'clock on the Saturday, the 10th of September. Again, a time of private prayer for people just to come in and pray and be in the presence of St. Bernadette. And then we'll finish with a lovely celebration of Mass with a healing of the anointing of the sick during that Mass before we say farewell to her.
Well, I know that the relics of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, they came a few years ago as well. What was the response to that?
The response was overwhelming. I mean, one of these things is that we're never quite sure, you know, how many people will turn up. But the wonderful thing is that people do respond and they have their own personal stories, particularly for St. Bernadette and for Lourdes, so that we know that people will have memories going back to childhood, a part of their growing up, and they'll want to have that space, you know, to be able to come and visit her. And don't forget, of course, the last couple of years, people haven't been able to travel, and the elderly particularly, you know, have been, you know, housebound. So this is a really wonderful opportunity that they don't have to go to Lourdes in France. They can actually come here now to the cathedral in Plymouth.
How many do you expect to come out and to sort of be around for these relics coming to Plymouth?
Oh, I'm confident it'll be well into the hundreds.
Goodness. And obviously you've mentioned already that you feel like it's an honour. Is there some way that they have to be protected as well? Do you have to look after them in a certain special way?
So they'll come with a team. So there'll be a team of people that are sort of escorting them around, and they'll travel with them. And we'll have people that are sort of acting as a sort of stewards, which will be able to sort of help people past and through, you know, quietly and reverently through the cathedral at that time when the cathedral is open. Yeah.
Brilliant. Canon Mark, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure. And I hope and pray that you have a beautiful day as well.
Oh, bless you. And you too. Thank you. That's Canon Mark there, the Dean of the Roman Catholic Cathedral in Plymouth. And we will cover the arrival of those special relics, which is on the 9th of September. Thanks again to Canon Mark.